It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutriMedical.com. Call live.
And that is
NutriMedical.com.
That is NutriMedical.com. By the way, if you have questions, a lot of time I have some people get aggravated and say, Dr. Deagle, don't interrupt your guests. That's the nature of a dialogue. I want you out there to interrupt us by asking good questions. Call in 818-818-6401, or if you're afraid to call in, just email your question to NutriMedical@DrBillDeagle.com, and I'll play it on air. John, you did a great show on Tuesday, and we have you back. We have a lot of really urgent things. I'm going to read this very short letter you sent to me, and I'm going to read it for just a moment. It says, "Dear friends, if you are aware of the serious situation I have been sharing with you about the Russian Air Force base on La Orchilla Island in the Caribbean Sea, another 2-mile-long runway at Punta Huerte in Nicaragua, Central America, which is Nicaragua, you must also contact the president before an October surprise may occur in 2019. Next paragraph is, so please, on the internet, type in contact the White House, and I'll post a link up, by the way, provide the requested answers, and tell them why we must meet directly with me on a secure line at a local federal facility with video. Unless you are willing to send him a message on my behalf, America will be lost very soon. Remember, and by the way, we're talking about the solutions on the trade side with Russia and China, because we're at loggerheads with Russia and China. We're actually at a point where, see, if something goes wrong, a thermonuclear exchange of missiles could occur that could knock out our power grid, our military bases, or our population centers, and we could start a thermonuclear war. We won't have an advance warning like some of the so-called Christians think you need a temple in Israel and all the other things, the Antichrist to show up. No. We're not going to have a warning before a whole hell breaks loose. The first warning you'll see is you'll hold up your hand and you'll see a big flash in the sky maybe 10 or 20 miles from you at the center of your city. And you'll disappear in a thermonuclear flash as every cell in your body explodes at 50,000 degrees and turns into dust. And your spirit is carried up to heaven and all of a sudden you say, hello, Jesus, you're dead. People don't know that that's coming. They don't realize that a thermonuclear exchange with Russia is inevitable if we don't solve these problems. And it's going to be solved on an economic and on a trade and other level. But we needed to remove these nukes from La Orchilla Island and Punta Huerte, Nicaragua, and also North Korea, which are basically just Russian nukes. I mean, to be honest with you, since even Trump has visited and with Kim, they've had an advance in them. These short-range missiles they're building, even the missiles that Iran has, they've recently been doing testing on, they're just Russian. They're just locally put together. People don't get this, do they?
No, they don't, Dr. Deagle. And this is why I'm hoping that those of you who are listening and are aware of the situation will make an effort to send on your own initiative a letter using the format that we have provided you with to actually contact the White House yourselves.
Now, I often rely on God. I rely on God all the time, actually, but I rely on Him more lately. And I got a confirmation in my spirit that we're going to get a breakthrough to get in contact with President Trump by mid-September. And I want you out there to pray for us, because the most powerful thing you can do in the world is not just contacting your congressman or senator or even the president, it's prayer. We need prayer to pray for our ministry, and this is what you're doing. You're part of the ministry, John W. I think of you as having a prophetic and apostolic calling to know the truth, and it says in the Bible that my people perish for lack of vision or knowledge.
Yes, they do.
And that's what's happening there. We're seeing this government about to perish. For example, let's say, and I'm not going to say this prophetically, but just say, let's say a month or so ago, if we decide to hit Iran, and somebody nervously inside La Orchilla Island decided to just fire off one missile, and they hit the upper atmosphere with a missile at 70,000 feet, it would cause an EMP that would knock out the power grid, say, in the eastern seaboard. Within 6 months, 90% of those people on the eastern seaboard would literally consume themselves with no gasoline, no food, starvation, dehydration, infections, and cannibalism. People don't get that. They don't understand. We have a very fragile society that could easily completely deteriorate. It would, in fact, it wouldn't go back to the Stone Age. The Stone Age would be like the Sandals Resort because of what would happen. And President Trump should fully understand that we don't have missile defense, although they all say they do, that we don't really have defense even from our Navy against hypersonic cruise missiles, and against hyperspeed torpedoes that can hit our boats out there, or even EMP weapons like the Cook that was hit by an EMP weapon from a Russian jet just a few years ago that knocked the entire power grid out, so even the air conditioning system and the launch system for aircraft on the deck of the aircraft carrier couldn't even work. People don't get this, do they? They don't understand that, you know, as they say in the military, we are not only screwed, we're also tattooed. How's that?
This is so true. we desperately need a missile defense system, Dr. Deagle. Unfortunately, what seems to happen every 3 or 4 years, a new admiral or general is placed in charge of the research and development related to missile defense, and then he or she retires and passes that honor on to someone else who basically...
The $700 billion Boeing contract for doing missile defense just got canceled a few weeks ago, didn't it? Yeah. In other words, whatever they were doing, they stopped doing it, and they said, you know, it's not working, so we're going to stop wasting money. Duh. And then I put out, and 2 years ago sent to Trump directly my video on laser net interferometry, which, by the way, I work with these scientists and technicians that work on our missile defense system, which is completely useless. That's why 2 weeks ago we had a city-crashing meteor that could have crashed a city like Paris, France, or London, England, if it happened to hit. And it just whizzed by the Earth at a distance which is so damn close. As they say, if it was a bullet, you could hear the whizzing sound past your ear. And the problem is we don't have a missile defense system that would work. I know how to make one. You have a linear accelerator tube, which Gerald Bull developed and had actually doing his main research at the end there in Iraq, that's several hundred feet long, that could launch a Volvo into space at thousands of miles an hour in a matter of seconds. You then have these little plasma rockets that don't have to carry a large fuel thing, and carry small little packages called laser interferometry weapons. They're with carbon fiber and little explosives on the carbon fiber. They're actually aimed from the ground using laser net tracking. And these little micro-missiles could then explode for carrying square miles and would grab and spin around either a missile or a warhead and blow it to bits in near space so it would never get to ground. And guess what? It would be completely impervious to even space-based disruption of communications and missile defense, which, by the way, the Russians and Chinese experts have worked on now. It would completely stop any missile coming in with a nuclear weapon, chemical or biological. And it'd be cheap. You could put a missile launching facility at a couple areas of the north and south area of each coast, or ever in Japan. We cover the entire Japan. Yep. Any missile coming in would be knocked out near space before it even got near a country. And then we should share that system, by the way, with any of our buddies we make a deal economically and militarily with, like Russia and China, so no one need be fearful in the future of dying of a nuclear warhead. Duh. This is what Lyndon LaRouche talked about years ago. It's humane, it's reasonable, and it's godly. That's what we should be thinking about doing, right?
Yes, we should, Dr. Deagle. But unfortunately, there are very few in Washington who think as you and I do.
Well, they better start thinking, because, to be honest with you, I got skill sets. I'm Anakin Sky Deagle. But if I had gone to the dark side with the Pindar 27 years ago, I have skill sets and abilities that I could be the most deadly, dangerous person in human history. I got recruited in 1969 to make nuclear weapons at MIT. Okay? I have skill sets that, if I had gone to the dark side, the whole world should shake in fear. And the problem is, thank God people prayed for me, including, you know, this diabetic lady years ago in 1985, that I may save Christian. And I pray for our world leaders that are evil, because I want people to understand I'm saved by the blood of Yeshua and by God himself, who said, you know, when I go back, he said, you know, if you turn away from me, Bill, before I send you back from heaven when I was 8 and a half, I'll annihilate you, I'll destroy you. But because you have said you will do this for the sake of your fellows, and he cried, he says, I will shake your ugly carcass when you do sin against me, and I will make you a son again. And that's what people need to understand. We need to pray for our leaders that are doing evil or just ignorant. Trump is just ignorant. He's not a bad guy. And there are people who even do purposeful evil. They're indwelt by demonic ideas and entities that they're literally avataring them. And we need to start turning from that, because we need to pray for those, because God's told me, it's right in the book of Psalms, pray for those leaders that do evil on you, because if you don't pray for those who do evil to you, like Hillary Clinton and Podesta, she's thinking about running again, by the way, Hillary, then I will not take their foot off your neck. And the problem is, you see, Trump, we've having a heck of a time getting through to him, but I really feel we're getting close to a breakthrough. When we break through to Trump and I can get, let's say, a video connection for you and a secure line, talk to Trump for half an hour, he's going to wake up and realize and smell the informational coffee. And we're going to start getting a dialogue to say, you know, we need only a missile defense. We need to have a system set up to actually demissilize North Korea, La Archila Island, and Punta Huerte. We'd also make sure we don't have proliferation of nuclear weapons, which I saw on July 10th, 1994, underground, 2 miles underground at Schriever Air Force Base, a media site run by former Disney execs, by the Missile Defense Command and Space Command, which they showed us a 45-minute video on how these dang things are going to proliferate. And this is back in 1994, basically July 10th. That's a long time ago now, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And what people should start understanding is this isn't going away. We are not minutes to midnight. We are seconds to midnight. And I'm blowing the whistle, and you're one of the brilliant guys that actually can back me up with informational facts and says, you know, they'd like to just dismiss Deagle and say, he's just a nut. He thinks he's a prophet. Who the hell does he think he is? He's talking to God. You know what? People like me have to show up because it's the end of human history. We don't have any choice anymore. Basically, God is in a state now where if people like me don't show up and get backed up by brilliant people like John W. Spring, we're done. If Trump happens to trigger off some nutball that had too much vodka the previous night, or somebody in Venezuela just fire off a Russian nuke, we're history. And people don't get that, do they? They don't realize how close we are to disaster and how the solution could be godly, simple, and eventually Russian girls could come to colleges in America, maybe America may marry American boys. And maybe we could have some Chinese scientists collaborate and build us high-speed rail. Maybe we could actually protect the Earth from a pole shift that's about to occur because of the climate shift. Some areas of the country now are experiencing extreme temperature. It's not caused by mankind. We're going through climatic changes that the other people don't understand. I do. I know what's going on, and we're ready to have something cataclysmic happen to the world, not caused by humans, but sort of aggravated by it, putting up pollution to kill the benthic layer of the oceans, phytoplankton, the damages of carbon oxygen cycles, so the oxygen has dropped from 21 to 19% of the oceans, and the ultraviolet light, ultraviolet B, C, and D lights increased 73% in the last 24 years. This is not a minor thing. Why do you think skin cancer and cataracts are increasing? Photoactivation of drugs you take by your pills from your doctor are being photoactivated into cancer-inducing molecules in your skin by sunlight. People don't know this, do they? And they don't realize this is the end of human history as we know it. We're at the end. This is like a brave new quivering world. It's not a good thing at all. What I see happening without wisdom is, it says in the Bible, my people perish. And we have... You and I have the wisdom we've given from the Most High God and from these informational and intellectual skill sets and supernatural, if you want to call it, inspiration. We have that wisdom to save mankind. But we're having a heck of a time getting through to Trump, aren't we?
Yes, we are. You know, Dr. Deagle, I heard what you said earlier in the program about we welcome comments from the listening audience.
Right.
I would just like to hear one listener, just one listener who's hearing this throughout the world, who has actually taken the time to contact the White House. If that one person would call in now, I would be elated. I would be encouraged.
Right. 818-818-6401. Now, you know, I've heard an interesting thing, even through my wife, who mentioned, you know, some people say they're afraid to call you Dr. Deagle because you'll beat them up. I don't beat people up. If people show sufficient respect and ask a question like a child asking someone who's an adult, which I am, I will give them a kind and reasonable answer. If they try to do ad hominem attacks or try to say they know better and they have no evidence or logic and try to get really huffy about it, I will give them an intellectual death of 1,000 cuts. But people need to understand I want them to dialogue. I don't care how many qualifications they are. I want to hear what their concerns are, because the average person out there basically is quiveringly ignorant. And the churches, the geopolitical systems of both the left and the right, the governments, the informational arrays through even the media, even like Fox News. Fox News, I guarantee that Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, and Hannity would be terrified to have you or I on the show. You know why? They start a line of questioning, and we would start a line of answers and other questions that would tie them up in geopolitical and informational and, language knots. Because they wouldn't know what to do. We'd be like a loaded cannon with a fuse going, aimed at the captain's cabin in a ship in 1750. They don't know what to do because they don't want to go there, but we will. We will go there.
We're waiting for that call.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Hello, Dr. And welcome back. We have John W. Spring here. John, we've done a number of letters over the last several years trying to warn the president and warn people. And the most powerful thing people can do, number one, is pray. Then the Urim and Thummim stones, like the breastplate of the high priest and the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur, those stones will glow in them to tell them if it's true or not. And then they need to take action. The first important action is to contact the president, send letters and emails and even a certified letter. Make sure that we make a contact so that we can get wisdom through to President Trump and his advisors around him, and change the course, because the course right now isn't exactly right. We're pushing 5G network, genetically modified food, recycled water. We have a number of elements inside the Trump government that want to actually have a dialogue of violence and conflict with China and Russia rather than working things out. For example, the Chinese have withdrawn from the idea of extradition of people from Hong Kong, yet the Soros arrangement is actually trying to push for Hong Kong to actually be violent against China, when China really, they've already withdrew their extradition. We have Russia with nukes in not only North Korea, but Venezuela and Puerto Huerte. Russia sees this as an enemy. In October 5th, 2017, they did a war game simulation with one quarter of their entire population, that's 40 million people, telling us that the West and America is going to nuke them. And the Russians believe this because their own Russian facilities and television and radio have seen all the evidence that the globalists and the bankers want to remove Russia as a nuclear power against America, because without the power of Russia, there's no restraint against America affecting and controlling the whole world, including China. What people don't understand, these people are validly paranoid, because you see the economic work of the banks and the bankers and the globalist Fed Reserve system. We see the military-industrial complex doesn't want Trump to have peace with Russia or China. And I believe that the problem with the bombs in La Rochelle Island and Punta Huerte in Nicaragua and other countries that are proliferating are simply symptoms of the lack of dialogue and Christian realism and solutions to the problem. In other words, they're not the cause of the problem. They're a symptom, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And we need to understand that these did not happen overnight.
They took decades of bad interactions with Russia. Russia was a natural ally when America was being founded and fighting against the British. Russia was an ally with America when we had other conflicts. Russia even sold Alaska to America as part of a deal where they were getting reparations for actually supporting us when we actually were fighting the British. Part of the deal part of the deal to buy Alaska at a cut rate, back then $7 million, was primarily a deal. Can you close the lid off? Was primarily a deal to actually protect us by the relationship with Russia, who actually was getting. Yeah. There we go. We got a little noise going on. Somebody next door is doing a lot of cutting or something. Thanks, honey. What?
AC. I'm putting on the AC.
Oh, that's good. Okay, thanks. Anyway, so what's happening right now is people should start understanding that although we see that Putin is not, and he is a kind of an aggressive character, and he's actually could become very dangerous if we push him the wrong way. I believe that he is actually a Russian nationalist, and he sees Russia in grave danger being destroyed by us, doesn't he?
Well, he may feel this way, but in addition to that, he's a very devious individual.
Oh, there's no doubt. He's
following in the footsteps of Joseph Stalin.
We've got to understand this now. People should understand the basis for evil, including even Satan. 98% of evil is doing what is right in your own eyes. People don't realize Lucifer, the most intelligent created being in the universe, basically, other than God himself, is infinite. Basically thought he was doing the right thing as a covering cherub by actually converting a third of the angelic host in the universe to follow his ideas that doing what you're right in your own eyes is actually the right thing to do. He tried to convince Eve that, in fact, because she was already knew all to name all the animals and was taken from the rib of Adam and made his consort and his wife, that she didn't need to go and pray to God to find out what was right or wrong. That she already was good enough that she didn't need to pray. That's why when they went to the garden, they weren't just naked with clothes. They were naked because they weren't covered by the prayer life with the Most High God. Their nakedness was a spiritual nakedness, not just a physical. And what's happening when we look at Putin, we look at anybody doing evil like Podesta and even Clinton, they're indwelt by evil. Evil is not the opposite of good. It's the absence of it. So when you pray for somebody that does evil, you're praying to bring light into their spirit of truth, which comes ultimately from God. And so when we look at somebody who could potentially become very evil, who probably has the, if you want to call him the ontogeny, of probably being a descendant of Rasputin, and the Tsarina, we're looking at someone who, if we push him the wrong way, he will push the button, or his oligarchs, or somebody in his country, or his military, and they'll try to nuke our power grid, or our military bases, or our population centers, and get us to surrender. Because to be honest with you, the greatest disaster of the 20th century, according to the words of Putin, was the fall of the Soviet Union. Well, if you got that attitude, and you think America is about to nuke you, and you see the West actually getting closer and closer with weaponizing and arming the heck out of Ukraine, and the NATO, which used to be way back in the border of surrounding Europe, and now it's right on your back doorstep, it's not surprising after these things happen that the Russians get paranoid. I mean, you got to think it from their perspective too, right?
Well, you do, Dr. Deagle, but then you have to go one step further. And this is where the LaRouche people have failed immensely. Because I have studied Russian geopolitical behavior for the past 60 years.
Right.
And I know that their mindset is very similar to the Germans during the Nazi regime of Adolf Hitler in many respects. In fact, they basically had very similar geopolitical tactics that were derived by master geographers of the 19th century to control the heartland of Eurasia and the Rimland as well. And basically, that's what Xi's Belt and Road is all about. Putin's basically going along with that at this time. But unlike politicians, those who are supposedly with degrees in political science fail to comprehend so many aspects of what is really going on throughout the world. Now, at Moscow State University, on that particular campus, there is one tower that has floors and levels higher than it, the rest of the campus. And that's where the geography department is housed. And that was established on the wishes of Joseph Stalin many decades ago when the campus was being constructed, because he believed that geography was the means of not only establishing foreign policy and military tactics, but also for planning their nation's economy. And so you have to think in terms of their mindset. Now, he has, when I say he in this case, Vladimir Putin, he is now relying upon those masters in geography who basically are following the same tradition as what was the case during Stalin and Lenin before him, and several other Soviet and Russian leaders afterwards. He is relying on their advice. Now, these are very intelligent people. Some of them are almost as good as I am, Dr. Deagle, in many respects. Some of them are far better educated than I am in many areas. But you have to understand that it is much easier to plan an attack than a defense, than an effective defense. All the enemy needs is basically one opportunity when we are not alert, and he will succeed.
Here's the problem with an attack. It's like punching somebody in the face who may have a knife or a sword or a weapon on them and body armor. If the Russians attack with nukes, they don't even know or anticipate the weapons we have that are literally centuries ahead of them. Space and other base. The problem is that some of their people in various departments of their government are drinking too much vodka and think, well, we've got nukes that can hit them at hypersonic missiles, you know, Mach 7 to Mach 9, which is 7,000 to 9,000 plus miles an hour. But the Russians don't understand that we have weapons that can actually cause earthquakes that can destroy their country. We can literally do a tropospheric inversion, which is like the movie The Day After Tomorrow, where we can drop the temperature to the ground level at 200 below zero, literally like liquid nitrogen. They can freeze everybody while they're walking, freeze them as solid as a rock in a matter of seconds. People don't know that. They'll realize we can trigger off superstorms or open up the ozone layer. And if you're outside, you're going to get blasted by cosmic rays and background radiation. You're going to die really quick.
Yes.
They don't get that, do they? They don't.
No.
These Russians don't understand that, you know, I remember talking to one of my guys at Storage Tech, and he worked in the Russian Navy, and he says, and with a little accent, because he had a Russian accent, right? Dr. Deagle, we've looked, and I worked in the Belarusia, I'm from Belarusia, I worked in the Russian Navy, and we always knew you had, Warehouse 13, you had more advanced weapons. They should know that. And America, when they let nuclear weapons and even centrifuges go to Russia after World War II, after they gave them targeting technology with Russian transferred to Russia and China with Lockheed Martin and Sputnik in 1999 through the stock market in London, to the Chinese and Russians with the Iridium satellite project with the Saudi Iridium phone systems, they should realize while we're feeding them weapons to keep them an enemy of America potentially, we're also preparing the world for a catastrophe. Now, they want the world and America to surrender to a world government. So they wouldn't mind hitting our military bases and so on. But this is very they don't anticipate how bad the destruction will be. I have classified documents from the United States, Canada, and Australia, almost 20 years old, that if we get hit with an EMP weapon or even a coronal mass ejection from the sun, that we will not survive, that 90% of our population will be dead in 6 months. Now, people don't understand this. I worked as a war game expert with the CDC, FBI, and FEMA in 1997 with Reserve Admiral Hughes. We did a war game simulation with an artificially created virus coming from Cairo, Egypt to, believe it or not, Oklahoma City. And in our war game simulation with Hughes supercomputers, we spread to 93 countries and 90 million Americans plus were dead in 90 days. We did a war game simulation in downtown Denver with a spray out in the second floor window of supposedly anthrax, which it wasn't. And we had military and other experts go to the various local hospitals to simulating what symptoms they had. And we identified nobody in the local hospitals could identify what was going on, whether it was a radiological exposure or a bioweapon. And we killed everybody, including at the Performing Arts Center simulation we did. So what I want people to understand is we don't even score an F. We don't score high enough to score more than a zero. So that if we start a conflict, or anybody starts a conflict, us, Russians, whatever, not only firstly are we going to kill most of the human race, but we're also probably going to destroy the biosphere, and you're going to see a collapse of the world environment. And if you put over 150 megatons of ash and dust into the atmosphere, it's very likely, with this in a solar minimum, we'll precipitate a full-force ice age. People aren't prepared for that. And an ice age will kill more people than a nuclear war. Do you know that?
Absolutely. But there is another factor that I want to go back to. You can have all of this hardware, which we do have, but all it takes is just someone within our system who is willing to betray their fellow Americans.
Exactly. And, that's what happened with the Bay of Pigs there, didn't it? The Bay of Pigs was a betrayal, right?
Yes.
And we didn't anticipate that. Of course, even though Kennedy got your information, got approved with a U-2 flight over, they didn't actually anticipate and understand this, what was going on. And as a result, the Bay of Pigs, the removal of the communists, and by the way, those nukes were not removed in Cuba right a few years afterward. I found out from my evidence that some of the nuclear material and even things that they had for launching was still there until 1989 when they finally removed it, when they had to follow the Soviet Union. It was not all removed. In fact, there were nuclear submarines with Russian nukes parking in Cuba even in the 70s and 80s, right up to 89. Do you know that?
Oh, yes. There's one thing that concerns me about the Trump administration some people may not be aware of.
Right.
During the Cuban Missile Crisis, Dr. Deagle, we not only demanded that they supposedly remove all of their missiles and nuclear warheads if they had arrived at that time.
Right.
But also medium-range bombers that were crated into Cuba.
Exactly.
But the situation now with
The situation in these runways is we also have bombers, too. We have the bear bombers that can bomb us as well, right? Back in a moment with John W. Spring. Stay there.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, myco-D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. And welcome back. We want to finish a couple of minutes with John W., who's going to continue his comments before the break. And we have a caller, William, who's talking about Project Thor, which is actually the other term for it is what's called the linear accelerator weapon in space called Rods from God. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. Let's continue first off with John, your comments. Go ahead.
Well, Dr. Deagle, one thing I want to make emphatically very clear. The Kennedy administration, during the Cuban missile crisis, would not allow the Russians to keep the crated medium-range missiles in Cuba. They had to be removed.
Right.
And by contrast, today, for several years now, at La Orchia Island, We have a runway that can not only accommodate the Blackjack bomber, which is far more powerful than those medium-range missiles that were medium-range bombers that were never
right.
uncrated in Cuba.
Right.
And they've been modified and upgraded to launch missiles in midair.
Right.
But also we have the much larger air transport, which can bring in a completely fully integrated missile launch system and several medium-range missiles armed
that's
with thermonuclear warheads.
That's the Antonov 124 you've talked about, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they are in a far more advanced situation than was ever the case during the Cuban Missile Crisis. So
we're actually closer to destruction than we ever thought in the past, and no one's really panicking over it in the media or even on so-called Fox News. And they should be begging to have people like you and I come on and even raise the issue so we can actually be vetted. I want to be vetted. I want the intel agencies and the people of Space Command, just like when they ran the U-2 flight over Cuba, to prove that your historical and geographical analysis showed that, yes, the Russians were putting nukes in Cuba. I want it to be vetted. I want them to actually validate it with their science and their intel information, what we know. So, that's pretty serious, isn't it?
Very serious.
Now, we have a caller. I want you first to raise your issue, but you also, you asked for him to raise a question. And I want you to repeat that question, John, that you want this caller or any other caller to ask first before we go on to his topic. Go ahead. Say what you want the caller to ask about.
Well, I'm hoping to hear a caller tell us that they have sent an email to the White House with a contact the White House format. Has anyone done that? That would be my first question to them.
Right.
But go ahead.
Yeah, okay, we have a caller, William. What's your question, William, and your comment? Go ahead.
Okay, I'm probably on every single watch list there is. I set off every code word, but...
Right.
One of my friends was working on this Project Thor, and he was...
Project Thor, T-H-O-R, like the god, like the Viking god Thor, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a U.S. Military project, right? It's a kinetic bombardment project by the U.S. military. It's actually a U.S.
But
Air Force
also,
project.
It seemed to be joint with Russians. They had Russians, the documents at Control Center in Moscow. In 2009, they test-fired it a couple of times, and it was misinterpreted as natural disaster both times.
Right.
And this was during the Obama administration. But it violates international law because it has a thorium reactor on board to produce the shot.
Right.
I'll
say what the thorium reactor is generating, a depleted uranium rod. And what they call is they have a linear accelerator tube that takes about a meter long or larger rod, and they call it rods from God, is what I was told from my NSA and other Space Command contacts. They accelerate at over 35,000 miles an hour, so when it comes to the ground, it hits, and actually the compression of the isotopes actually causes a nuclear explosion on the ground. There's no warning. It's so fast, there's not even going to be a sound boom by the time it hits the ground. It just, boom,
hits. And one of the elements of this type of weapon is the perfect plausible deniability as to who or what launched it. So it kind of drove me insane in terms of...
Well, it has no thermal signature like a missile. There's no thermal signature to see where it's coming from or where it's going.
Exactly.
You can think it's a meteor or something or anything. You wouldn't be able to tell where the heck the thing came from, right?
Well, it made me think about how the beast and the false prophet were able to call down fire from heaven and deceive people by the means of which they're able to produce those miracles in the sight of men.
Right. Well, you have to understand, and this is where I'm very concerned about America, because the most advanced nation in the world for military weapons, literally in some areas centuries ahead of everybody else, is America. America is collaborating with Russians and others on the space level, even for our colony on Mars and other advanced space projects, but on the geopolitical level is in conflict with them because of politics and the banks. The fact is that we talked about...
Why was the control center cited to be in Moscow and the documentation leaked from Bob Keith and Jim Williams part of the project? Why was there collaboration with the Russians during the Obama administration? Now all the Democrats are demonizing them while they've been working with them behind the scenes.
Well, I'll tell you really simply. Have you ever heard of a thing called Project Omega?
Yes, I have heard of that.
Okay, Project Omega was conceived by the Thule Society, which are the, if you want to call it, the occultists in Germany, who conceived and were channeling transdimensional entities to actually conceive and build the Society of the Bell to build anti-gravitonics like the Foo Fighters in the Second World War, where I actually took care of pilots chasing these things at hypersonic missile speed and actually changing direction, which will rip your head or arms off. So they actually had torsion time space anomaly vehicles that could actually make right angle turns, which would ordinarily kill you. Now, what people have to understand is Project Omega includes every agency on Earth. In other words, Russian security, KGB, which, by the way, Putin used to be the director of, the security intelligence services of NATO, South America, India, whatever. Every intel agency on the planet is actually conceived and connected through Project Omega. One example of it is Five Eyes. Five Eyes. So the intel agencies are already our world government, and a world government already exists. It exists as Project Omega, where they cross-pollinate each other and spy on each other. And they have a central database. That central database, primarily node, is at Shriver Air Force Base in Falcon, Colorado, but there's sub-nodes in Whitehall, England, Jakarta, Indonesia, Moscow, and Beijing. People need to realize the beast system already exists. It's a virtual model of Earth, right down to a tolerance and vertical dimensions of GPS, up to a vertical dimensions of 1.5 centimeters. A virtual model of every building, every roadway, every mountain, everything, with a node model of every person, the First and Second World, all exists in their cyberspace. So you have to understand, although on the one layer or level, you think we're at conflict, but when actually the globalists that are running the whole world, the highest level of these Masonic and secret orders, are all in total collaboration. The world is run by a group called the Druidic Council of 13, and the head of the Druidic Council is called the Pindar, which means the penis of the dragon. Every agency on Earth, every bank on Earth, every government on Earth is basically subservient, including the Jesuits, the Fed Reserve, every military on Earth. So although there's an external dance, we call the dance of war or pre-war, the dance of economic chaos, but they ultimately, just like we talked about in hour two, they want to move toward a world currency where everything's in cyberspace. So if they press Alt-Delete, you cease to exist. They want an Internet of Things where they can hack not onto you into where you are buying things on Amazon or on the Internet. They want to know the intentions of your heart so it can hack into your DNA and even your consciousness so you have bidirectional. They can literally bring the cyber game like the holodeck of Star Trek into your head. So you have to understand, we're living in a delusion. We're living in a layered delusion that makes us think we're in conflict with a country where the highest orders of the secret orders are in total collaboration for New World Order. They're not in conflict at the highest level. That's just for public consumption so that we actually are caught in the dialectic of chaos so that they can control us and tribalize us. Just like the various parties here in America, like the Democrats, want to tribalize us based on sex, religion, whatever. They tribalize us based on nations or on blocks of power, when in actual fact it's all a game. It's all for public consumption. Do you follow me? Does that open up your eyes now? Do you understand what's really going on? It's like Nimrod in ancient Babylon. And what they've done is actually, Nimrod said, you know, I'll send this rabble and just rape and murder people, but if you make me your emperor, I'll make your city safe. So basically, the world government wants us to surrender to a global attack like these Rods from God or you call Project Thor. Then after it happens, they want us to surrender and have something like this green agenda garbage so they can actually start reducing world population and replace the lower castes of human beings with cybots, basically biologically engineered fetuses in the uterus, in an artificial uterus, and genetically hybridized to be connected to the supernet, so they're basically part robot and part human flesh. And they want to genetically and cybernetically enhance the overclasses like the Hindus so they become superhumans that live for extended lifespan and are directly connected to the supernet to become literally like super beings, just like, you know, the X-Men. That's their intentions, okay? If you think I'm making this up, I'm not. And I know the scientific technical details enough to understand these maniacs are building, like all of the most popular movies lately are all about X-Men and Superman and women. They want to do it, and they were figuring out, how the hell can we do this? They were playing around Dr. General Poindexter in the 90s, actually got rid of an entire troop of our military that were upgraded with genetics to increase their size and mass and strength. I took care of one guy who put on 6.5 inches in height at age 29 and more than 100 pounds of body mass, and many of his buddies got cancer afterward. They actually killed a lot of them because they were actually getting, you know, a little too aggressive. So you have to understand, I know things on the inside you're never going to hear from anybody else. And I connect all the dots, not just some of them. And you have to understand, at the very top, there's no discussion or conflict. They're run by the Pindar and the Droitwa Council. They're run by the World Banks. The World Banks works through proxies like the Soros Foundation and even elements inside the Republican and Democratic Party or the government in Canada or Europe, the United Nations. These are all just different tentacles of the beast. That's all they are. And they eventually want to hack into your consciousness. Does that all make sense?
Yeah. Names of blasphemy is what the Bible says the beast has.
Right. Do you have to understand, Dr. Deagle has a special calling to discern all this stuff and teach people the truth? Don't get caught up in one little dialectic or another. These are different levels for public consumption, like a play, like a Greek tragedy.
Wow.
You're getting caught up in a play, like, oh, we're in danger. Yeah, we're in danger. And yeah, they may kill us even with a nuclear weapon that goes wrong, like starts off an EMP. But to be honest with you, this is all a dialectic for public consumption. That's why when you see about these missiles being tested in Russia, so what? Do you not think that the current Soviet Union, the current East Germany and so on, and all the deals made to bring down the wall were not part of a dance? As they say, remember that movie The Shining? A dance with the devil in the dark moonlight?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we're doing. And when you hear even the media, like Tucker Carlson and Hannity and all these other people, they will only go so far. They will not cross red lines. They will not. I'm a box and red line agnostic. My most important thing is not that I tell you I have the answers, but I have the best questions. And the answers...
that's why they're pushing. Sure.
Yeah, that's why they're pushing it, because... Exactly. And the average person out there thinks they already have the answers, so they want to get in one party or another, or one religious group, or one geopolitical thing, or one nation. Like, America's always doing things right. No, they aren't. America's doing right and wrong. And like Kol Nidre, which is the thing where Yom Kippur, that wipes away sin... What's really going on is a level of evil that's beyond belief. So I want to hear the last couple of comments here from John W. before we close here today. Before Labor Day, remember, pray for us, pray for America, pray that we get John W. in front of POTUS. If we can get the truth through to our leaders, maybe they'll repent of doing stupid things. Trump, I think, has a gut feeling like he wasn't going to just kill 150 Iranians if he started a war a month ago. He could have had missiles coming at American cities with EMP, military base, or population center attacks. He could have had this Thor weapon actually rushed by the Russians against U.S. cities, and we wouldn't even know what hit, right?
Yes, that's so true, Dr. Deagle. What we need to emphasize and share with our listening audience is that time is of the essence. Russia, unlike the former Soviet Union, is advanced at a far more ready for war than they ever were during the Cuban Missile
Crisis. And we've helped them. We've helped them at every step. When they stagger, we pick them up. And their brilliance in there is not limited. They're really smart in some ways, like scalar technology and epigenetic frequency effects.
Oh, they're exceedingly intelligent.
Right.
Don't underestimate them.
I don't underestimate them. But, you know, if they're listening and they're Russian, because we have a Russian audience, they realize... Dr. Deagle's the only one that tells the truth about us Russians. How does he know? Well, my name is Deagle. I'm Norwegian, which is another, in a sense, version of the Vikings of the North. And the Russians are just East Vikings. That's what they are. Red-haired Vikings. That's what they mean. The Rus. The red-haired Vikings of the East. Thank you, John W. Thank you for calling in. And thank you out there for praying for America and the world. Remember, don't get caught in the dialectic of chaos. See the truth, and the Bible is the truth, and God is the one who teaches us all. Which is most important.